The Home Company on Stray FM's Home and Garden Show.
Welcome to the Home Company in Skipton, where I'm sat under a brand new staircase. Now, that might sound a little bit odd, but actually I'm on a lovely sofa set here. It's like being in someone's front room. And I'm really pleased to say that I'm here with Linda and Michelle from the Home Company. Why have you got a brand new staircase in the middle of your showroom?
Well, we've got a brand new staircase because we're expanding our floor space with a brand new area, which is going to be eventually a bedroom showroom. But at the moment, we're just going to get it ready for a next display area.
Okay, so before it becomes your brand new bed studio upstairs, yeah, you're having a bit of an next display event. So it sounds like there could be some bargains on offer there.
Yes, there'll be some bargains, there'll be some ends of lines, there'll be some ex-displays, and it's a good time for everybody to grab a bargain. And they can see when that starts by going on our website, which is thehomecoat.net.
That's really exciting because you've got some lovely stuff in here, and actually the way you keep this shop, it's so pristine, so lovely and cosy in here. The ex-display stuff's going to be lovely to have in your home with that little bit of a bargain as well. If somebody's never been down to the Home Company here in Skipton, we're in the old corn mill, aren't we? What can they expect? What have you got to offer?
I think it's just the total ambience of the shop when you walk in. People are so surprised how characteristic it is. Mm. And it's in such a lovely surrounding. We're near Skipton Woods, of course, and there's plenty of walks down the side of the shops where we've got lovely big windows where we display our lamps and our pictures and our giftware. So we do get a lot of footfall from the walks that we do around by the Skipton Castle.
So it is a lovely place to be, and there is the working water wheel just outside the shop, isn't there? Which is. You can go and have a go with, which is a delight. If you've got kids, maybe you're coming out with the other half and the kids, and if one of you's having a look around the shop and picking out some lovely things, some new furniture, some new rugs, that sort of thing in the shop, take the kids to have a go on the water wheel. That's 5 minutes of entertainment there, isn't it?
It is. Well, it's certainly a distraction for the kids because, obviously we do get a few children coming into the shop, but they all tend to pile in to the water wheel first, have a good look around there, and then they pop into the shop and have a look, because obviously we're right next door, you can see through the windows into the shop. So yes.
So tell me about this new bed studio upstairs then. So you've expanded your space because is that genuinely because you just can't fit everything in?
Well, it just gives us an opportunity to sell new products, and we decided that it would be ideal to have the bedroom upstairs. Mm. And then we can get some more sofas and tables and more exciting lines in.
So the bedroom upstairs is the usual place to find it, isn't it? So it does make sense. So it really makes sense. The great thing is that you've got a wide range of stuff already. There's lots of really wonderful bits of furniture. We're sat on a lovely... Did we describe this as chocolate brown leather sofa here?
It's a stressless reclining sofa where they're an individual recliner on each seat.
It does sound stressless, individual recliner. I just feel like I should have a little recline now as we're talking. Obviously, there's some quite big bits of furniture here. So when people come down and they kind of pick what they want, well, how do you then get it home?
Right, well, basically, obviously, we have to ask the customer about access. When you're looking at the three-seater sofa here, it doesn't actually look that big in our shop. But then we do offer a free service of coming out to the client's home to check access. So yeah, that's all free. So we will come out. If they're not sure, and we're certainly not sure, we don't want them to end up with a sofa that will not fit into their home.
Because sofas never look good in front gardens, do they?
No, they don't. We've nearly been there once, one Christmas, I think somebody actually got an ex-display sofa. And unfortunately, it didn't fit for them Christmas, unfortunately. But that wasn't anything to do with us, of course. It was just something the customer desperately needed before Christmas.
Yeah, I just really wanted to get a new sofa, as many people do want to get a new sofa in before the family come round. So this free service, that's really... I've never heard of anyone doing that before. So you will go to somebody's house and just go, yep, this is going to fit through the doorways, and you've got enough space in your room, ultimately, because you don't want to buy a sofa that isn't going to fit in your living room, do you?
Well, basically what it is, it's our own delivery service that our guys will go out to look at the access and come back and give us confidence that we'd be able to get that sofa in through the doors, because sometimes it has been a case of actually they've had to take a window out, but they're quite prepared to take a window out because they want one of our sofas.
Wow.
Yeah, so they will do that.
So when you order something, I'm just thinking, when your new bed studio is up and running, beds are big, aren't they? And often need putting together. How does that work? Do you just kind of drop the boxes off and leave the customer to it?
We have our own delivery team, and our service is that we bring the furniture into your home, we assemble beds, we unpack everything, we put the knobs on the furniture, and literally just put the furniture where you want it, take all the packaging away, and hopefully just leave you to enjoy your furniture.
That's a lovely service to offer, isn't it? Because I speak as someone, when I moved in, I didn't know any local businesses, so I just ordered a bed online, and you just get left with it. From this particular supplier, you know, they turned up and basically left it in my front door. I had to lug it up the stairs and build it all myself and sort all that out, get rid of all the packaging, of which there was plenty. So to know that that's all covered is a real, real lovely touch, isn't it?
Customers, they're surprised that we actually do that. So we have that service.
I am quite surprised, to be honest.
Yeah, but to us, it's just a natural thing that we've always done.
And obviously, if you're buying a wardrobe, you know, it's difficult. A customer needs it in the bedroom.
Yeah.
And also, if it's a three-door wardrobe, it's not going to be assembled. So our service is that we will take that up into the room and assemble it, and the customer's happy.
So people listening to this, they might be listening all across the Streatham area, and you're obviously here in Skipton. If you're listening to this and you're in, say, Harrogate or something, the probably first question they're going to ask is, will you deliver to me? So what's your delivery radius?
We deliver anywhere. Obviously, a long way may incur some costs, but we try within an area, a radius, to deliver, and Harrogate certainly would come into our area. Mm-hmm. So, yes.
It just sounds so easy. Yeah. It just sounds so relaxed. So do come down and have a look at the home company. We'll put some pictures on the website, strayfm.com. If you go strayfm.com/home, then you'll be able to find some pictures on there. And as you say, you're going to be having this X display event, so it's worth keeping an eye on your website. Yes, just remind us of the website.
Keep an eye on the website. And also what we've started doing is doing some deals of the week. Mm-hmm. So there could be an offer on of something just as a little extra discount. So keep your eye open on the website. It's a clock at the moment. Yeah. We've got a clock, an Umbra clock. So have a look on the website.
Oh, is it that one over there? Oh, that is a nice clock.
Plywood.
Yeah, it's almost like a reed.
Yes, it is.
Almost like a spoke for each hour, hasn't it? It's a sort of multi-pointed star, 12-pointed star kind of shape.
It's called a ribbon clock.
A ribbon clock. A wooden ribbon is a great way of describing it. That's lovely. So have a look at that, because that's the deal of the week. And you can check that out on the website. And thank you very much, ladies. We will be back at the home company very soon to find out what's on trend and what you should be having in your house.
The Home Company on Stray FM's Home and Garden Show.